With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is at the center of some recent head-spinning politics. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Friday offered an unexpected twist in U.S. politics. First, here at the White House, President Trump had an extremely friendly meeting with New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. The warmth of their meeting came as a surprise after the two had lobbed hefty criticism at each other over the past few months. Then, a few hours later, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a one-time Trump loyalist, announced she'll be resigning in January after a split with the president and GOP leadership. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Economists are applauding the latest job numbers, which were better than expected. E.J. Antoni with the Heritage Foundation says economic data is finally showing how Trump administration policies are affecting the economy.
The government is actually not hiring people, but firing people. That makes your jobs numbers look bad, sure. But it's also a sign that the economy is reprivatizing, as the Treasury Secretary says, like you mentioned. That's a good thing for the economy. You're moving assets away from the unproductive public sector and to the productive private sector.
Antoni made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Trump administration proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coasts for the first time in decades as the president seeks to expand U.S. oil production that is leading the world. A plan proposed by the Interior Department would open up new drilling on federal waters off California and off the coast of Florida for the first time in some time. The plan met with strong opposition from Democrats. A Houthi-controlled court in Yemen has sentenced 17 people to death for allegedly spying for foreign governments. The verdict delivered Saturday, part of a years-long crackdown by the Houthis against dissidents. This is SRN News. Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her post. Guilfoyle visited Archbishop Hieronymus II after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. Guilfoyle is a former California prosecutor and Fox News host. The 87-year-old archbishop told the ambassador he would be praying for President Trump and hopes relations between the two countries will continue to be strong. In Chile, a conservative former lawmaker and admirer of President Trump is leading in the presidential runoff. Jose Antonio Kast has gained traction after nearly 70% of votes went to him and other conservative candidates in last weekend's first round. Kast is pro-life, opposes the LGBT agenda, and has promised to get the country's crime problem under control. Abortion advocates and gay pressure groups have been making inroads in Latin America. This is SRN News. The Intuit Dome will be allowed to keep its name during the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Olympic organizers struck a deal with the makers of tax and business software as part of a groundbreaking arrangement to sell naming rights for venues at the upcoming Summer Games. In the past, the International Olympic Committee had required that all venues be scrubbed of corporate branding when used as an Olympic venue. The new arrangement is expected to raise hundreds of millions of dollars from founding partners like Intuit, Honda, and Starbucks, and to help the LA 28 Organizing Committee cover its estimated cost of $7.1 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is being busily prepared for its annual lighting in Manhattan to mark the start of New York City's Christmas season on December the 3rd. This year's tree is 75 feet tall. It's Norway spruce from the upstate town of East Greenbush, which is a suburb of Albany. This is SRN News.